Everybody, I am a Jesus promoter. I got a new song that says, we gotta put Jesus back. Make him number one, first in our lives. That's where he belongs.
Yo!
a Jesus promoter. I got a new song that says, we gotta put Jesus back. Make him number one, first in our lives. That's where he belongs.
Oh, Praise the Lord. Good morning. The first thing you need to do this morning is you need to bind and rebuke any and all transference of spirits from me. Come on. I said, in the name of Jesus, you need to bind any and all transference of spirits from me right now. I said, you need to bind any and all transference of spirits from me right now. And I'm going to tell you why. I've been up all night binding and rebuking a hit I took. And I told you that something was going to happen. It did. I realized that most people do not understand how the spirit realm works. So I took a hit yesterday because of somebody else's ignorance of the operation of the spirit realm. And believe you me, it was planned by Satan. God did a marvelous job with the young man. Marvelous. But I took a hit from the mama. And I had to pray and pray. You see, brothers and sisters, the prayer of agreement is very powerful, especially if you connect in the spirit. I minister, for the most part, spirit to spirit. I don't minister out of my gift. I can, but I love it when God takes my gift, makes it subordinate to his spirit, and he does all the work. But I don't think some of you understand the real ramifications. I don't think some of you understand. People that are around me a lot, or that I talk to, I am constantly drilling one thing to them over and over and over. I'm constantly making them aware that it's God. That it's Jesus, because the fruit and the results that come forth in this ministry could come forth no other way. I could not have the fruit. And even although you may be dealing with me with one, as one person, but what I do affects thousands. So I try to keep myself in a right relationship with God so that I can have 100% complete confidence in his ability. And I do have 100% complete confidence in God's ability. My problem, and this is the same problem I've been asking God to remedy, is that people come around me with lies. And that's okay, because the Bible says that Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. But this is the key. I don't believe that people understand how much damage that they can do to the people around them, to the brethren in Christ that are for real, and how much backlash they can cause me. But Satan knows. Satan knows. And he will set me up. Now, I'm using myself as an example, Because, you know, if I cast out demons every day and he'll set me up, you can imagine what he'll do to you. And he will do it effectively. Why? This was a Jewish philosopher, Clement of Alexandria. He said, and I quote, "Ignorance is the mark of the heathen. Knowledge of the true church and conceit of the heretics." Did you get that? Did you get that? Ignorance is the mark of the heathen. Knowledge of the true church and conceit of the heretics. Well, you know, I'm talking to God and I'm saying, what happened here? And you understand that I document and learn more of the tactics of the enemy as he presents himself. And he never ceases. I don't think, I know that the devil isn't smarter than us, but the one thing the devil has that you and I do not have, he has 2,000 plus years of experience. Plus, he has knowledge from familiar spirits that have been tracking people from the day of their conception. And he will draw on that knowledge whenever he needs to. Because, you know, I taught a message long time ago. Satan is trying to reproduce himself in us. So I went to look up, okay, heretics. A person believing in or practicing religious deviation or heresy. So then I had to look up heresy. The reason I use my dictionary so much is when I share this with somebody, I want to be able to give them the reference that they could go, and then God could speak to them about it as they need or whatever the requirement is. Heresy. Opinion contrary to orthodox religion, especially Christian doctrine. So then I said, okay, God, since I'm fighting this devil that I did not bring on myself, I said, you're going to have to show me something here. The Holy Spirit let me know I will. He said, this is the issue right here. He said, start. You got to understand, everything I do, basically, it takes me all the way back to Genesis. All the time. The beginning. Now, this is not to put anybody down or anything like that. Because I already dealt with the demons. I fought the demons. But I just want to make sure, because I don't want no residue and no remnant, because that was the devil's purpose to rest on any one of you. I'm a shepherd. That's my last name, for real. And I'm always watching out and protecting you until you come into the knowledge yourself that you need. What I have learned during all of this is that the flesh is very tricky. The flesh. So this is what the problem God showed me. Now, God don't show me an answer to a problem for a person. He generally shows me an answer to a problem so that I could pray for the whole body of Christ. Are you with me? The whole body of Christ. That's what God is concerned about. He's not like some of you. You're basically concerned about you, yours, and your family, and no others. Here it is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. So he, God, drove out the man. God had to send Adam and Eve away from his presence. I say God had to send Adam and Eve away from his presence. You see, man departed from the divine. And man, you know the story, the apple. And that caused man to have to settle for moving away from God towards outer darkness, because God drove man away from the giver of life. The Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever in that state, fallen. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So, verse 24, so God drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. That's in Genesis 3, verse 22 through 24. Now, use your sanctified imagination and imagine you having to live forever, never dying, in a fallen state. That was the devil's plan in taking captive Eve's mind and then Eve seducing Adam. Satan took Eve's mind captive. He took Eve's soul captive. And then Eve transferred that stuff right to Adam, gave Adam the apple, and Adam ate. But you see, God had devised a plan already to save his created humans, that they could receive restoration for their souls. God promised to send a redeemer who would crush the head of the serpent. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This scripture is the first scripture that shows that God is reaching out to his creation to bring them home safe for eternity. It goes on in the Bible over there in Genesis chapter 4. Cain had killed his brother Abel, the Bible says, and Cain went, put this in the chat room about four people. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Genesis 4:16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Nothing has ever happened in the history of the world that can compare this, men and women had to leave the presence of God, and human beings have been separated from the Father ever since. What's happening? People want to follow the powers of the little g, the little god of this world, filled with sin and under a curse. Only a few people find their way back to God through God's solution for sin. Jesus Christ is our solution. He died in our place. God's people are perishing for a lack of operation of the knowledge of the realm of heaven. I said, God's people are perishing for a lack of knowledge in the operation of the realm of God. You see, throughout the whole Bible, God has a special plan for you, the believer. For me, the believer, right now, right at this very second, God is working out every detail of that plan. And the only reason that you will not benefit is that you put it at risk. Israel lost their confidence in God when they said, we don't want to fight any more enemies. We no longer want to resist the enemy. We don't want to obey God and sacrifice now for future hopes and faraway blessings. We want to live and enjoy ourselves now. And the devil knows that. He has made you tired. He made you get to the point where you think that the sufferings, the long delays, the secluded times, the anguish and the sorrow is permanent. He wants you to live in doubt and no longer place your confidence in God's word, in God's ability. This is not new. This is nothing new. This is parallel to the same people that Moses was trying to lead according to the plan and the purpose of God for their liberation. They cast away their confidence in God because of delays. The Bible says in Exodus 32:1, and when the people saw that Moses is delayed, to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what become of him. I can tell you what had become of them. An incredible blindness came on these people. At that moment, God was centered on Israel's present and their future blessings. And while the Lord was arranging everything for their benefit and for their inheritance, the people were crying, where is God? Where is his direction? I said, as God, hallelujah, was centered on Israel's present and their future blessings, while the Lord was arranging everything for their benefit and their inheritance, the people were down there in the flesh on the earth crying, where's God? Where's his direction? Brothers and sisters, there is much, much evidence, faithfulness of God. They only got silence because they had put God out of their minds. They had put all of the miraculous things that God had done for them. That fast. And they put themselves back in jeopardy, under the spell of the flesh. What is the enchantment and the spell of the flesh? It equals unbelief. They only wanted to satisfy and gratify their flesh. I witnessed that yesterday. I witnessed it. I witnessed Satan not creep in, blatantly come in. And I'm thinking, how could this happen? And the Lord said, it happens all the time. It's happened to you. You just weren't aware of it. But this time I brought it out in the open because I'm tired of you having to suffer because of other folks' unbelief and their sin, their lack of confidence in me and my ability to finish something, to bring it to an end, to bring it to resolve, to solve the problem. Because they've been operating under the flesh, and the flesh cannot solve nothing. The flesh can give you ease in it. The flesh can give you a temporary solution. But only Jesus is the answer. Only the completeness. You see, with Jesus, it took the completeness. It took the Son of God becoming the Son of Man and coming to this earth, being made flesh, the Word. It took Jesus in demonstration of the might and the power of God. When Jesus cast out the devil, it was gone. When he cast out that devil in the book of Mark chapter 5, the Bible says, and the man came back saved in his right mind with the mind of God in exhibition. And he wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, no, you can't come with me. Go back and publish the good works that God has wrought in you. Brothers and sisters, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. The Bible says, give no place to the flesh. Brothers and sisters, you must understand, everything you do, everything you say, every act you make is not just for you. You might do it in the natural, but the ramifications take place within the heavenly realm or the spiritual realm. It only takes one person. I tell you that all the time. It only takes one person in obedience to God for millions to be blessed. At the same time, one man sinned, Adam, and it brought death unto all mankind. That is why God says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The Bible says, these blessings shall come upon you. Talking about Deuteronomy 28 and 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You can read the rest of it. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field, brothers and sisters. We got a problem. The Bible said the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand to do. Brothers and sisters, remember, we got up to yesterday and the day before. You must replace the order of the enemy with God's order. And what enables you to keep God's order is God. And it is your obedience to God. And it is your willingness to understand that everything that is not of God needs to get out of your life. I remember one time I told somebody, I said, you got altars in your life. And they just sloughed it up. Uh-huh, okay. I looked at them. And I said, do you understand what I said? You have altars. Altars have demons. And they looked at me like, okay, the most vile, evil, ugly thing in creation is the devil and his demons. And his demons residing and abiding and instructing through a human heart. Do you know a person with altars and devils and demons shouldn't be praying for you? But they're the first ones that'll call you up and say, pray with me, touch and agree with me. No, I don't want your devils. I don't want spiritual transference. I done worked all these years. You done labored and suffered to get yourself in right standing with God, and one devil operating in one person can kick all that out and allow the door to open and all that garbage to come back in. Why? You can bet it has something to do with some flesh. You see, I told you, God banished Adam and Eve from his presence. Apart from the presence of God, curses come in. Apart from the presence of God, evil comes in. Evil in the form of sickness, disease, lingering sickness, chronic sickness, poverty. Apart from the presence of God, your desire has to be. Oh, where did you get that from, Erica? I forgot to tell you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 28. Apart from God, these curses shall come upon you. That's what the Bible says. And where do these kind of curses come from? They come from God because of your disobedience. From Genesis to Revelation, you can see the power of Satan. From Genesis to Revelation, you can see the results of the devil's influence over people. Adam and Eve, get this morning. Adam and Eve were driven from the garden with all of its blessings by following the influence of Satan motivated through the flesh. While Jesus, hear me this morning, while Jesus was confronted by the same power in the physical as well as the spiritual realm, he rebuked the devil in people. I said, all you Jesus followers, Jesus rebuked the devil in people. Read the book, the New Testament, read it. He did not tolerate any form of the operation of the devil around him. This should be enough for the whole world to know that the devil is a power to be reckoned with. Jesus rebuked the devil wherever he was. Not all of them were violent, and not all of them acted abnormally. The 70 Jesus appointed were rejoicing because the devils were subject unto them. Listen, casting out of devils is a marvelous thing. Every area, every bit of space that they're occupying has to be filled with the presence of God. You're not going to live and dwell and receive from the presence of God. The real plan, the underlying purpose of Lucifer, Satan, devil, all demons. Please, 8 people, post this for me. Post this. Lucifer, Satan, devils, and all demons. Real purpose is to keep you and I apart from God so that curses shall come upon us in sin, by Lucifer, Satan, devil, and demons leading us through their deception apart and away from God's presence. Well, Erica, I hear you. Can you prove it? Uh-huh. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, forevermore. Not a temporary thing. You have to bring your own flesh under subjection. You must work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling before God, brothers and sisters. You've got to understand this operation of the spiritual realm. You see, I promised God years ago that Satan would never use me. He will never use me. Why would I go low when my eternal destiny, my eternal inheritance is so high and so good in God through Jesus by God's own Holy Spirit? See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
I heard somebody out there say, well, how did that affect you? Let me tell you, Pillsbury Doughboy or girl, whoever you are, you cannot pray for somebody without coming into agreement with them. Dodo. When you come into agreement with somebody, that opens your soul up to everything you're praying for them about. That's why I say you need more understanding and knowledge of that heavenly realm or that spiritual realm. And I would advise you to seek it. How can two walk together except they both agree? Pillsbury, the Doughboy, or the girl.
Yeah. depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and people. Can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.